Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Update your home with Palmero Vinyl Plank Flooring. It provides a genuine, weathered wood look that complements any decor and clicks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch and dent resistant, making it perfect for active households. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Notice, notice, this midweek mini was recorded several months ago and may not be up to date with current events. For fresh minisode uploads with every episode, head to patreon.com/chilluminatipod.
Another mini song here. And wherever you're listening.
Welcome back.
Hello.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
What do you, I got a couple small things today, but what do you guys got today?
I got a big old listener story. You want that? It's a good one. It's got something for everybody.
I want it. I want it so bad.
This is from Chilluminati listener Drowning Creek, who has been sharing several stories about life in North Carolina recently.
Okay.
Howdy, Chilluminats. I'm on a roll, so I thought I'd share another story from the rural sandhills of North Carolina. In case this story gets shared separately from my others, I will give a little background about the area. The North Carolina sandhills is not far from the Devil's Tramping Ground or the swamps that Venus flytraps grow in. We have various species that make this fire-dependent landscape home, including timber rattlesnakes, coyotes, great horned owls, flying squirrels, pitcher plants, and the endangered longleaf pine. At night, you may hear songs of a coyote pack, which is a communal behavior. Unlike said in old wives' tales, they are mostly silent when hunting. Here's some coyotes for you guys to listen to. The whinny of a screech owl, which here's a whinny of the eastern screech owl for you guys.
Why did I listen to that?
The song,
no, like dude, that. I don't need to hear this.
The song of a like. Chuck Wills widow, or one of our various frogs or toads. No, this is a Chuck Wills widow. There you go. Now you can listen to all that. And you, if you want to listen at home, go to patreon.com. Reddit.com/Chilluminati Pod and go check out this post. Listener story, knocking in the woods. Here we go. One evening, I was letting my dogs out to use the bathroom before bed. It was maybe 11 p.m. in a chilly and dry November. Shortly after we got outside, I heard a noise that sounded like a branch cracking. We have deer pass through frequently. Maybe it was one of them. But then, more cracking. An almost knocking crack, like a branch hitting against a tree. It sounded like it was coming from the hill above my house, where an old barn and the skeleton of an old farmhouse from the 1800s remained. I was curious, and I've hazed every potentially scary species here, so I wasn't super concerned about checking it out. Our coyotes are skittish, black bears are very rare, and white-tailed deer would take off as soon as they heard me coming. My dogs weren't sure about what we were hearing either and trailed hesitantly behind me. More snapping, more cracking. It started to happen only seconds apart. My flashlight wasn't reflecting any eyes or tracking any movement, but the noise kept coming, growing louder as I walked up the hill. The cracks started to sound more like loud pops. My dogs stopped following and my heart started to race. Was someone trespassing and shooting a BB gun? Was a raccoon knocking about in a tree? Or two bucks clashing antlers? A neighbor a few miles down the road swore Bigfoot lived in these woods. He had told me he heard Bigfoot multiple times. Was this the knocking my neighborhood? What if it wasn't just a story? Maybe I should have come more prepared and grabbed my phone and one of my guns before I started off through the woods. But as I got to the top of the hill, I saw nothing. No eyes reflecting back, no animals, no Bigfoot. But these cracking pops kept coming. Then I saw it. Something was hitting the branches of the trees as it fell to the ground. Many things were falling. Was it hail? It was cold, but the sky was full of stars, and I didn't see any ice on the ground. I got closer to one of the trees and tracked one of the things I saw falling. Seed pods. Massive seed pods were cracking open and dropping from the tree canopies. And these aren't any seed pods. These are pods from the invasive Chinese wisteria planted by the old farmhouse that was no longer standing. The century-old massive vines were strangling several trees as they grew up into the tree canopy and now dropping seeds. I returned back to my house with my two dogs in tow and looked up Chinese wisteria. I discovered that their seed pods will violently snap open during late fall when the air is cool and dry. Was this what my Bigfoot hunting neighbor had heard before? How many other cryptid stories have come about because the storyteller didn't find the source of the noise? Here is a video of wisteria seed pods exploding. It captures the sound quite well. It's actually quite a crazy sound. And actually, they're bigger than I thought they were.
Yeah. No, yeah. Sounds like
A door
shattering wood. Breaking. It sounds like shattering wood.
You know, when that guy's head showed up, it jump scared me.
You're like,
I was like, whoa. Nowhere.
Oh, shit.
That guy, I just thought it was a video of the things exploding. This man's like, oh, hey. Like that.
Pretty good one. Hey?
Yeah.
It ended up being a Jesse story. Yeah.
Good. Jesse, what do you have this week?
Well, mine's pretty simple. So there is a lot of talk right now in sort of the magneto, you know, like resonance world of the internet, where people are talking about the fact that some background. The Earth has like a magnetic frequency, like a rhythm, right? And it's generated by the ionosphere, but for some reason, I think because it sounds more like holistic in this article, they keep referring it to as the Earth's heartbeat. I don't know that I'd call it the Earth's heartbeat, but that's what they keep referring to it as. Tell
like your daughter if you're like Alan Grant or something. Like, I don't know. Like, that's not real.
I would, when you say Earth's heartbeat, I think of like Final Fantasy VII and like the live stream. But this is, you know, the magnetic frequency, the electromagnetic ionosphere nature of the planet. Basically, that is, it like pulses around like 7-8 cycles per second measured in hertz. But you know, it's been detected on higher frequencies or whatever. And the human brain also operates with some electromagnetic waves going on, the brain waves in your head. Well, there is a site that you can go look at right now called Meteo Agent that monitors the what is called the Schumann resonance, which is kind of the electromagnetic rhythm of the world.
Yep.
And there is a lot of reason to monitor it lately because solar flares, geomagnetic storms, space phenomenon, all these different things can affect the Earth's magnetic field. And speaking of, there's a very famous story that I keep thinking about all the time about the fact that there was several years ago a solar flare that like brought a plane out of the sky. Like, it didn't crash it, but like it fell 1,000 feet or something crazy like that. Because it got hit by like the solar flare radiation.
Basically, and an EMP, also, right? Like, it just is like whoop.
Yeah, same thing with computers. There was this case, this might be 10 years ago now, where a bunch of computers got corrupted and they had no idea why. And when they finally figured out, basically a solar flare like nuked the computers.
Whoa.
Which is so it messes with us. The sun provides us life and then is like, haha, I'm gonna mess with you a little bit.
Wasn't there some kind of like famous speed run thing that had to do with like a solar flare affecting like a button press?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Like a Mario 64 or something like that.
Oh, damn. No, I never
It can do anything. Solar flares are crazy.
Yeah. And again, there's no real evidence to support what I'm about to say. This is kind of a theory of what's going on right now. But a lot of people lately are saying these electromagnetic frequency changes in the resonance of Earth is affecting how people sleep. And they say basically the Earth's electromagnetic field and any activity in it contributes to anxiety, trouble sleeping, difficulty concentrating, high-pitched ringing in the ears, all sorts of things. Medical experts say, like, it could be other things, though, so don't get it twisted. But they are saying that it's essentially, for those who are trying to sleep and relax, the brain produces theta waves ranging from 4 to 8 hertz. Turns out the Earth is vibrating at 7.83. So we are right in there. We kind of like get in tune with the planet when we sleep.
We're listening to the planet, to Gaia's heartbeat.
I mean, the Schumann reference is in so much wooey, like crystally stuff. Yeah, yes. You're right.
Yeah. It's very like, again, it's very like, okay. All right. Both solar wind and solar flares, which send super hot gas made of electrons and protons hurling across the solar system, compress and ripple Earth's magnetic field upon impact. Have you ever seen one of those magnetic field kind of diagrams? It is almost terrifying. Because you realize, like, oh, we're one bad day away from everything on Earth being vaporized.
Yep.
This extreme weather in space impacts the ionosphere by suddenly adding more charged particles to its composition, throwing off its normal electrical conductivity and making this resonance and the waves then it bounce more intensely. The human brains produce their own electrical waves, which change based on what you're doing. And since this resonance, the Schumann resonance, is all over the place right now, people are saying it's really affecting the way people's brains function and how people sleep and how people, you know, even wake up or work through the day. And so it's currently, we're just going through a thing with the sun and planet Earth and all sorts of stuff.
When did that start? Like late 2016?
According to this, it started, January 2017, it looks like. Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. Wow. That's really accurate. It's really specific.
apparently it is a thing, but the article repeatedly says, or maybe it's not. You know what I mean? Which is like, fun. Okay, cool, great.
What a fun thing for an article about something to keep saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I thought that was interesting because I know a lot of people have been commenting that they've been feeling all sorts of weird lately. And I don't know. Maybe that's an answer.
Is the Schumann resonance a solar flare affecting your aura? Listen to Chilluminati. It'll fix it. Don't worry.
We're ready to believe you.
Mercury is in retrograde.
Yes, exactly. All right, boys. I'll wrap us up with a couple quick things. The first thing is, two more scientists have been connected now to this missing scientist thing. One dropped yesterday.
I figured you were going to talk about this.
You got it.
I saw the article and was like, Matthew's going to talk about it.
It's another guy who's working in the same like aerodynamic industry, connected to the same government stuff, who at age 46 just left his house with his pistol and vanished.
That's crazy.
I don't really know. Like, there's not much to say about it, but an update, there's more people showing up. It's starting to get picked up by bigger news sources now. There's nothing to think about, I guess. It's just fucking weird.
Like, we just got to see what that ends up being when somebody eventually looks into it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So with that update out of the way, the other thing I want to talk about today is a UFO video that came out from one of the worst sources I could possibly imagine, but the story behind it is believable enough. Logan Paul, to give you some background, there's a man by the name of Chuck Clark who has a video of when he and his friends were driving around in the 90s in the car, where the cars get stopped, they see a UFO, they're like taping it, and it's, people have seen the tape, but he's refused to release it to the public. People have offered him a ton of money to buy the tape, he refused to do it. Logan Paul offered him $300,000 for it, and he turned him down to give him the tape. But because James Fox, one of the bigger UFO, he was an air pilot for the military and all that stuff, he's seen it, And he's described the video on the Joe Rogan podcast at one point to Joe Rogan, basically explaining what I just explained to you. His friends driving, they're like posing next to a sign, next to a small inn, just like road trip buddies. And then this thing happens.
Right.
Through Joe Rogan, Logan Paul figures it, hears about it, and he weasels his way in to meet up with Chuck Barris and see it. It's when he offered him the money. He said no, but he'd let him see it. Well, he also secretly recorded it on his phone when it was happening. And over a year ago on the Joe Rogan podcast, he said that he admitted to it. And he's like, what can I say? I'm the sneaky little fuck. And 2 days ago, that video came out, and I forget what the reason was, but that video was released. And the people who have seen the video from Chuck Clark have confirmed that what he leaked is part of the video that they've seen. And I'm going to give you boys a YouTube link, which should just pick up right when the clip picks up. So you can see it's 90s, it's dark out, and this orange disc kind of comes down and does a very stereotypical UFO wobble.
Oh, so they're like in the car. There's the dash. And they're like,
they're stopped at this point.
Yeah, they're looking out.
Is this real?
Yes.
Keep quiet.
At a point, they say, get down, because they're getting scared. They say, keep quiet. And you see this orange glow. The film's all staticky. He says the battery is getting low, but the camera doesn't cut. And then it cuts, and he pans up, and you see an orange disc.
That camera totally cuts. It glitches. Upscaled?
I don't know.
Well, then there's this upscale part.
I have no indication of how big any of this is.
Right. It's supposed to be out the front window of the car in the air.
To me, this looks almost like it's tracked onto this television. Like my editor sense in me says it looks like a 2D video that's mapped onto the surface of the television in the footage. I'm just looking at the edges of the footage, and that's what it looks like to me. But the weirdest part is that there's some sort of up-resed version that he cuts to for a second.
Yeah,
I just don't understand. Like, at the beginning, it's clearly in the car, and it's them hiding in the car, get down. But then the camera pans down, but it's the sky. Like, I don't understand that shot. The camera moves down, and then suddenly we're in the sky. So either it's a cut to this.
Oh, okay. Hang on. Does this answer our question, actually? Because you're right. It does look very, very weird.
It like because we're seeing a bunch of orange lights. And then
there's
the
like
camera pans down, and there's another orange light. And everyone's like, that's the disc. That's the disc. But that it's so low res, and it could be like a light artifact.
Yeah, and then it cuts.
He didn't give this away for $300,000?
Yeah.
But the fact that they're like, yeah, you can see it wobble. Yeah, it's wobbling. Like, that's what. Okay. Like, all right.
Why? It is.
The fact that everyone is excited about this.
The most trustworthy person, Logan Paul, obviously the most trustworthy of the Pauls. I don't know, which they both suck, right? Like, I don't know. Can't trust it. This is like coming out, and it's at least worth us mentioning because the supposed source.
So bizarre.
I want somebody to talk to me about why that's not tracked onto that footage. If somebody can do that, if somebody can tell me why that looks like that, and the answer is not that it's tracked onto that, like, you guys know what I mean by that, right?
Yes.
I know exactly what you mean.
It just looks like TV from a TV show.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. It doesn't look great. You know,
like the edges when the camera moves, like
there's just so much wrong with it.
And the fuzz on the, like the noise on the footage looks kind of sus too.
Yeah. Like almost like it's a filter.
Yeah. Like, and like the UI of the camera and the UI of the, like the, not the UI of the camera, but the like editing on the video is weird. Like the way the words are on the footage, like the subtitles, there's a misspelling. Like it's so fucking weird, man.
Yeah, the whole "be quiet" or whatever that was. I was like,
oh, yeah, that was weird subtext. I think that might have been from the fucking YouTube channel. I don't really know.
Just fucking the weirdest shit ever, man.
Yeah. Anyway, missing scientists are more interesting than that, but UFOs, they still out there, boys.
The missing scientists is the wildest. That's they weird. Run off into the woods with their gun?
Every time.
And a knife?
Like, all in the same, like, shit, all working in the same sphere, all within the same amount of time. It's so weird.
Yeah, that's really starting to get weird.
I don't know. The world is getting weird, man. Like Terrence McKenna said.
That finally shit starting to feel a little bit weird here on this earth.
Yeah, just a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you all so much for listening to the show. We'll be back next week with a brand new minisode right here, patreon.com/IlluminatiPod. We appreciate you. We love you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I love you, K. Okay, bye. 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 Bye.